From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. At least five UN workers, including one American, have been killed in a Taliban attack on a private guest house in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Two Afghan security guards and a civilian also lost their lives. NPR's Soraya Zahari-Nelson has more from Kabul.
At least three gunmen carrying explosives stormed the guarded compound where the UN workers were sleeping. Military helicopters flew overhead as Afghan security forces and the militants exchanged gunfire for an hour. At a news conference, the UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, said the attack would not stop UN work in Afghanistan, but he said he was reviewing what additional measures to take to protect the international body's employees. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman says it's the first of many it plans to carry out to thwart next month's presidential runoff elections here. 2 hours after the UN attack, militants fired a rocket at a luxury hotel in Kabul used by foreigners. But the rocket did not explode and no casualties were reported. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A car bomb went off today in a crowded market in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. The blast killed at least 80 people and wounded hundreds of others. Today's bombing was the latest in a surge of attacks this month. No one has claimed responsibility, but the government is blaming militants seeking to avenge an army offensive against Al-Qaeda and Taliban close to the Afghan border. The Taliban have warned Pakistan that they would stage more attacks if the army does not end a new ground offensive in the South Waziristan tribal region. That's where the military has sent some 30,000 troops to flush out insurgents. This afternoon, President Obama will sign a new hate crimes bill into law. The bill extends the definition of federal hate crimes to include attacks against people based on disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This bill revises the original 1968 hate crimes law in many different ways. For example, until now, federal prosecutors could only charge people with hate crimes when the victims were engaged in federally protected activities, such as jury duty or visiting a national park. Now the Justice Department has much broader authority. State and local officials may still handle most hate crime prosecutions, but this bill lets the federal government contribute money, tools, and investigators. The law also has provisions to educate local law enforcement officials about hate crimes, and the bill expands the government's ability to track hate crime statistics. President Obama will hold a bill signing ceremony in the White House Rose Garden. Attorney General Eric Holder will join him, as will leaders from gay, lesbian, and disability rights groups. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Japan's Nikkei average fell to its lowest close in 2 weeks today as tech stocks dropped after weaker-than-expected U.S. consumer data. In light trading, the Nikkei average fell by 137 points, or 1.4%. This is NPR News. Congress today joins the discussion about football head injuries and the suspected link to brain illness and disease later in life. It has been a hot topic in recent months, and the National Football League reportedly plans to announce measures to provide some relief to stricken players. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Today's House Judiciary Committee hearing features testimony from medical experts, former football players, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. According to the Associated Press, Goodell will tell lawmakers the league plans to offer free follow-up medical work to nearly 60 retired players who said in a recent survey they had memory-related illnesses, including Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Goodell reportedly also plans to make sure the NFL is providing money to those players for their care. The survey said NFL retirees may have a higher incidence of brain problems. The NFL commissioned the study, but said when the results were announced last month that the findings don't prove a link between football and brain problems. For years, the NFL has discounted outside studies suggesting a link, and Goodell is certain to encounter questions today as to why the league's taken that position. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
According to a Treasury Department spokesman, GMAC Financial Services is negotiating with the Treasury Department for a third injection of taxpayer aid. The company already faces a November deadline to raise an $11.5 billion cushion mandated by results of the government stress test earlier this year. Of the 19 banks that underwent the stress test, 10 were determined to be undercapitalized. GMAC is the only one that could not raise all of its necessary capital from investors. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.